America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
I welcome you to the Thursday edition of A Call for Revival. Our Heavenly Father, I pray for our churches, our preachers, I pray for our nation, I pray for our young people. Lord, I pray for our educational system. Lord, I pray for our leaders. Now I pray you have your will your way. Do that that is needed. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now we go back to our message of the Word of the Lord today. Somebody will come watch you burn, friend. Oh, I'm telling you today, if God would live in our churches again, I can honestly say I have lived in a day when I've seen the glory of God. Our young people, poor young people. All some of our young people know now is they're tucked in a little room on Sunday, and they'll give some little Sunday school lesson while the preacher's preaching. They've never heard the Word of God. On Wednesday nights, you know what they're doing? They're dribbling a basketball while the preacher's preaching the Word of God, and we call it church. And we said, we're doing it. And then we sit back and say, I just wonder where in the world all of our young people are. Why ain't they in church? I'll tell you why. You've entertained them all their life, and when they get grown, because they get no entertainment, they leave. You see, entertainment is fleshly. And the more entertainment you pull and the more gimmicks you pull, the more you'll have to pull to keep the crowd. Don't do that. Have the Word of God. We had a sheriff on here one year, and the young man that was with me at that time, he's a good young man. He's a pastor now. But the young man that we had with me at that time, he said to me, "Preacher," he said, "do you realize in this sheriffon we went, we didn't give away one CD, we didn't do anything, and God came down, we saw the glory fall." I saw the glory fall in church one night in a place in a camp meeting. I told my wife 5 years ago, I said, I wished I had every young person. I wished I could get them on a bus and take them and see what I've seen tonight. My friend, I long for the glory of God. I'm not talking about this worked up stuff. You can have that. But I'm talking about God. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about in our churches, we need a meeting with God. We need some counsel from the Holy Ghost. Preachers, you got a problem. You don't know how to handle it. Get on your knees and do what God tells you to work out every time. Let me give you this one. I got to move. Amen. But the spirit of might. You see, some of y'all are so defeated, you don't think God can do anything anymore. Oh, you say, preacher, the day of miracles is over. Where'd you get that at? Now, wait a minute. The day of signs is over. The day of apostles is over. God's not given apostolic powers. But I tell you, God's still doing miracles. The room where I stand today. The room that I'm preaching to you from. This building is a miracle. Just about a year and a few days ago, this building, we started to talk about it. This building is a miracle. We had no idea God was going to unleash His might from heaven like He did. And I tell you, God told me last year, He said, "Be still and know that I'm God." And that word "be still" means to cease. God said, "Son, you get Ricky out of the way and I'll work." Boy, did He. I mean thousands of dollars. 24,000 came in the mailbox in one day. I laid down on the floor. My wife's all just laid down. You call what you want to. Don't make a difference to me. When the rapture comes, you can call me gone. I laid down on the floor. One of the workers came in and said, "What's wrong?" Chris said, "He'll be all right. He'll be fine." I just overwhelmed. Boy, God did some good stuff. And I'm telling you, God can do it again. God can save that relative that you think He can't save. Preacher, He'll never save her. Who are you trusting in, her or Him? Preacher, God will never save my wife. Who are you trusting in, your wife or God? Preacher, God will never revive our church. Who are you trusting in, the church or God? I'm trusting in God. I believe God can do something. And more than that, I believe God wants to do something. And I believe God will do something. And God's going to do something through these messages I'm preaching. God didn't tell me to get up here and preach in vain. Well, you say, "Preacher, there ain't nothing happening. You ain't seeing nothing." Well,
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek Thy face, God, please bless America.